William Morrow and Harper Audio present Welcome to Pawnee, stories of friendship, waffles, and parks and recreation by Jim O'Hare. Read by Jim O'Hare, George Newbern, Ava Kaminsky, Janina Edwards, Roger Wayne, Jim Meskimen, and Adam Verner. This is Jim O'Hare. I dedicate this book to you. No, not you. The plural you. For the fans of Parks and Recreation, your love for Pawnee, Waffles, and Little Sebastian has never wavered. Bula, bula, bula! We're ambling through the sun-dappled forest when, bang! Nick Offerman is shot. Wait. We're on set. That's Ron Swanson, not Nick Offerman. We're filming Hunting Trip, the 10th episode of the second season of Parks and Recreation, the show that would come to define my career as well as introduce me to lifelong friends. And we are on location far from the soundstage. This is why we find ourselves in the Angeles National Forest when poor old Ron is struck in the back of the head by a stray bullet. Since you're already a big Parks fan, you know Tom Haverford shot Ron Swanson. Jerry wasn't yet established as a series regular, so imagine my surprise when I pored over the script prior to that week's table read and came to the part where Jerry looks square into the camera, grabs a beer, and says, "This is such a great day. See, at my house, I've got a wife and three beautiful daughters. But this trip, it is the one time a year I get to pee standing up." That line from my talking head segment, when a character directly addresses the camera, was a turning point for my role. It signaled that the writers and producers cared enough about Jerry to create a backstory, and it suggested I had a future with the show, even if I wasn't sure of the specifics, including the eventual story arc that I was married to a character played by a certain supermodel. My pal Retta also had some good news by the way of her character. Shortly after Ron is shot, causing panic and turmoil in an already anxiety-fueled episode, a secondary scream is heard, this time from Donna Meagle. Ann Perkins, a selfless nurse, believes that Donna is having a heart attack, with good reason, until it becomes clear that Donna is hyperventilating because someone has shot at her prized Mercedes. It's apparent that the lady likes nice things, a trait that comes full circle in Season 4's Pawnee Rangers, a.k.a. Treat Yourself. We all grew much closer on that trip. I remember Retta walking backward up a hill to alleviate pressure on her bad knees as we guided her to make sure she didn't veer off the road. There were Paul Schneider and I chopping it up and telling each other dirty jokes till we went blue. If there's an unrated version of Welcome to Pawnee, rest assured, I will include them. Or Amy Poehler and I, screaming unintelligible chants as we ran through the trees, "Bula, bula, bula!" There were besties, Amy and Rashida Jones, laughing so hard they could barely make it through a scene, which happened often and at random. In this episode, it's when they force an angry Ron Swanson back to his bed so that he can convalesce. They repeatedly cry-laughed, "Nick is so strong! How is he so strong?" Amy recovered in time for Leslie to give her alibis to the ranger at the end of the episode when she realizes she's dealing with misogynistic a-hole. If you want to watch a masterclass in improv comedy, check this out again. Here are a few of my favorite lines, most of which were made up by Amy on the spot. "I was thinking with my lady parts. I'm wearing a new bra, and it closes in the front, and it popped open, and it threw me off. Bitches be crazy. I'm good at tolerating pain, bad at math, and stupid." In my opinion, Leslie finds her character footing in Hunting Trip. She's smart, zany, and uncompromising. And for me, this episode provided me with a boost in confidence, the most I had felt since joining the cast. After all, this had been a new show by the great...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?